अहियमान स्वाद धर्मात् सही अस्याखिल कामधूक संतुष्ट यर्हि वर्तेता ब्राह्मणो येन केनचित् अह्यमान स्वाद धर्मात् सही अस्याखिल कामधूक
माताजी संतुष्ट सैटिस्फाइड यर ही वेन वर्तेता कैरिड ऑन ब्राह्मणा अब्राह्मणा येन केनचित विथ वॉट एवर अहियमान नॉट फॉलिंग शॉर्ट स्वात ऑफ हिज ओन धर्मात रिलीजियस ड्यूटी स दोज रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स ही इंडीड अस्य फॉर हिम अखिल ऑफ एवरीथिंग कामधूक The mystic cow, milked for fulfillment of any desire. Translation. When a Brahmana is satisfied with whatever comes his way and does not fall away from his religious duties, those very religious principles become his desire cow, fulfilling all his wishes. There is no purport. So, we read next sloka in translation. Asantushto sakrilokan apnoti api sureshvara akinchanopi santushta
से ते सर्वांग विज्वर.
Translation: An unsatisfied Brahmana wanders restlessly from one planet to another, even if he becomes king of heaven. But a satisfied Brahmana, though he may possess nothing, rests peacefully, all his limbs free from distress, purport. Those who are unsatisfied feel distress throughout their body, becoming subject to many diseases. A satisfied Brahmana, however, though he may possess nothing, is peaceful and calm, and there is no distress within his body and mind.
Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapt Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from the passage where the Brahmana is reaching Dwarka. First of all, I would like to say that I am not very qualified to speak on this. With blessings of all of you Vaishnavas, I can speak something. Brahmana has come to the land of Dwarka, Krishna's abode. And you can consider what is the fortune of this particular Brahmana who is sent by Rukmini Devi herself. Rukmini Devi is the principal queen of Krishna, and she is in Vidarbha Kondanyapur, and she is sending this particular Brahmana for her marriage proposal directly to Krishna. Actually, in a way, she is sending her love letter along with this particular Brahmana, opening her heart to Krishna, that actually I have given my heart to you, so kindly accept me. And what kind of fortune this particular Brahmana has got, that he is carrying the message of Rukmini Devi and coming to meet Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmana arrived in the land of Dwarka, and Dwarka city is covered by externally around, surrounding, lot of military is there. In the description where Sudama Brahman is entering Dwarka Puri, so he has to pass through three gates where lot of military encampment was there. So, but nonetheless, Brahmanas were directly allowed inside, directly to go inside Dwarka Puri without any hindrance. If anyone else is there, then security or the army people or the protecting people will restrict him. For example, even when Lord Brahma came to meet Krishna, he has to wait on the door till sanction is given by Krishna. And Krishna is so merciful to the Brahmanas that Brahmanas can easily come inside Dwarka and directly go anywhere inside Dwarka. So that is the love of Sri Krishna towards Brahmana or the Vaishnavas of the Lord. So this particular Brahmana, he came to Dwarka, and without any hindrance he went inside, and he shared to the person over there that I want to meet Krishna, and directly he was drawn towards Krishna without any problems. And Krishna was sitting on the beautiful golden throne. And as soon as Supreme Lord saw this Brahmana, he immediately got down from the throne and he made this Brahmana sit on the throne and started to worship Brahmana similarly as demigods worship Krishna himself. Demigods worship in a very opulent way Krishna. Similarly, Krishna himself started to worship this particular Brahmana, which actually he is coming for the first time. And so far he has not even mentioned that he has come with the plea of marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. In spite of that, Krishna make him sit on his golden throne and started to worship him very nicely. After that elaborate worship, the Brahmana took the bath. After that, he is given, offered a very luxurious meals. And that Brahmana was offered a resting place, a very luxurious resting place also. And Brahmana was lying down over there. And Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, personally came. And when Brahmana was lying down, Krishna started to massage the feet of Brahmana. Krishna took the feet of Brahmana on his lap and started to massage his feet. You can imagine what is the fortune of that Brahmana. And actually, Supreme Lord is teaching to everyone. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book is that Krishna wanted to teach, to show to the world that worship of my devotee is more important than worship of me. So Krishna was serving his own devotee in such a way. Somebody may ask a question that why should that Brahmana, actually who was a devotee of the Lord, should accept such a worship from Supreme Personality of Godhead? The reason is that Krishna was offering so much love that he could not say no. And secondly, according to social class, the Brahmana was on a higher platform. Krishna was depicting as a Kshatriya. And Krishna was young also. So Brahmana was elderly and actually he was having a social status as higher. So on that ground, Brahmana allowed Supreme Lord to massage his feet and worship him. And why this particular Brahmana got this fortune of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The reason is that he is sent by Rukmini Devi herself. This particular Brahmana is engaged in service of Rukmini Devi. So by the blessings of Rukmini Devi, this particular Brahmana could have darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the service of Rukmini Devi is a topmost devotee. This particular Brahmana got this privilege, blessings, to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Such a great fortune this particular Brahmana has got. The Brahmana, according to Srila Prabhupada, he was actually, in previous life, he was Vishwamitra Muni. Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And as Vishwamitra Muni also, he was instrumental in arranging the marriage of Ram and Sita. Ram Lakshman was at the house of Dashrath, and Dashrath Maharaj, in no way he was ready to let go Ram. But Vishwamitra Muni insisted, and due to that reason, Lord Ram went. And ultimately, Vishwamitra Muni took Lord Ram and Lakshman to the place where this bow was there, and Lord Ram broke this bow, and ultimately, Ram and Sita were married. So, earlier also, this particular Brahmana, who was Vishwamitra Muni, was instrumental in the marriage of the Lord. Such a great fortune. He is a devotee. And he was staying, for him, it is the first time he is meeting Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, over and above his seva of taking the letter to Krishna, he himself also wanted to have the darshan of Krishna. He was very eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a great fortune for a devotee to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. So when this Brahmana was coming to Dwarka, he was very much excited to come to the land of Dwarka and to meet Krishna. And when he came to Dwarka, as I mentioned, that he was very well received. He took bath, he took lunch, he was resting. But actually he has come on an emergency mission. Actually he has come because Rukmini Devi was eagerly anticipating that Krishna should come and take me back. So actually it was desperation of Rukmini Devi to send this Brahmana, that go immediately and do this as fast as possible. And very surprisingly, when this Brahmana comes to the land of Dwarka, he is accepting all this. It's taking time. He is accepting worship. He is taking bath. He is taking lunch. He is resting. How is it so? Because Krishna was offering with so much love and affection that this Brahmana could not deny it. Although he was an emergency mission. Srila Prabhupada writes that the guest or even an enemy should be received similarly. Like we find that even a guest, when he comes from out, So he should be given very nice treatment. He can freshen up himself, he can get good meals, he can get good rest. And afterwards, we speak to that guest. So similarly, Krishna is expert in guest reception. So he is very well receiving this Brahmana. And this particular Brahmana, he could not say no to the love and affection of Sri Krishna. He received such an elaborate worship from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not say no, because it was so much Krishna very lovingly doing this seva to this particular Brahmana. And such a fortune of this Brahmana, like devotees are always eager to meet Radha and Krishna together, or Ram and Sita together, or Narayan and Lakshmi together. Devotees are eager to unite them. Like in the land of Vrindavan, devotees are eager to unite Radha and Krishna. Like on one occasion, Mother Yashoda applied haldi on the hands of Srimati Radharani, which is an indication that soon the marriage will take place. So all the Brajavasis are so excited for the marriage. It was celebrations going on everywhere. Because all the Brajavasis' great desire was that Radha and Krishna should come together. That is their choicest desire. Because they know that Krishna can be happy only by the complete love of Srimati Radharani. We find that whole Ramayana is on this theme only, where all the monkeys are struggling. Actually in Ramayana there is mention is also there that at one point of time the monkeys were killed also. And monkeys, then afterward by Lord Rama's mercy they were again brought back to life. But monkeys, all the monkeys, lakhs of monkeys, their only mission was that Lord Ram gets Sita. Sita and Ram should come together. That was the mission of all the monkeys, and that's why whole Ramayana was done, and all monkeys and Ram, Hanumanji went to Sri Lanka and then Sita was brought back. So devotees are very eager to unite Sita Ram or Radha Krishna. And you can imagine fortune of this Brahmana. He is the sole person instrumental in the marriage of Krishna and Rukmini Devi. Such a great fortune. He was the same Brahmana who was instrumental in Ram and Sita's marriage, as I mentioned, Vishwamitra. And also, I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada was mentioning that he was the same person instrumental in the marriage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Devi also. So what kind of fortune this personality, this Brahmana has got. Eternally actually he is fixing the marriage of Lord and his consort. Such a great fortune this personality has got. Great privilege. I thought I can share something of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where this episode happens, where Lord Gaurachandra gets married to Lakshmi Devi. So after Jagannath Mishra passed away, and Nimai was a grammar, established grammar scholar in the land of Navdweep, and Sachi Mata would sometime consider that my son should get married. One time, at the bank of Ganges, Lakshmi Devi, who was the daughter of Vallabhacharya, she saw Nimai Pandit, beautiful golden complexion, Nimai Pandit, beautiful personality. And their eternal love evoked, both were embracing through glance each other. And Lakshmi Devi, through their glance, offered obeisances also to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one Brahmana who would be involved in marriage making, part of marriage board. He was in marriage making. His name was Vanmali Ghatak. So it was inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this particular Brahmana came to the house of Sachi Mata, and told Sachi Mata that now your son is grown up. You should see some nice girl, and I have got one nice proposal. There is one Brahmana named Vallabhacharya who has got a very beautiful, chaste and qualified daughter as Lakshmi Devi, and that can be very good match for your son Gaur Chandra. And then Sachi Mata, generally mothers consider the children as too small. So then Sachi Mata thought, let him study Nimai, I'll consider some other time. Then Vanmali Ghatak, who is the same Brahmana, was disappointed because he came with a very eagerness to make this great match of Nimai and Lakshmi Devi. So in disappointment, he was leaving the house, and outside the house, he met Gaur Chandra. And Nimai asked him, what is the matter? Why you are disappointed? For what reason you came to our house? So he said, actually I had a nice proposal for you, and it is really nice, but your mother said, no, what I can do? So Nimai went to the house and then told mother Sachi that actually now I am not in renounce order of life, and I am a householder. So householder needs a wife. So I think you should consider. So Sachi Mata understood this is an indication of Nimai that he wants to get married. So he called back the Brahman again, Vanmali Ghatak. So Vanmali Ghatak was very excitedly, he came back to Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata asked the proposal. So he says, there is a person named Vallabhacharya who is equal in character as Janak Maharaj. So then Sachi Mata agreed. Vanmali Ghatak went to the house of Vallabhacharya and told him the glories of Nimai, that Nimai is how qualified, how learned Nimai is there, and it will be great fortune that Nimai and your daughter will get married. So now you can decide whether you would agree for the proposal. So Vallabhacharya, he was so happy to receive this actually proposal, and he immediately agreed for the said proposal. But then Vallabhacharya told very embarrassingly that actually I had one request, or I am little embarrassed to say this. He says that actually I am very poor Brahmana, and I don't have anything to give in dowry for my daughter. Will it be okay? And somehow, like, everyone was so happy, nobody considered any dowry at all. And that Vallabhacharya said, I'll just give 5 fruits of Harithaki. That's all. That was a dowry. And it was so, everyone was so rejoicing. And in a very unique, wonderful way, the marriage of Lakshmi Devi and Nimai Pandit happened. This thing. And all Navadvipvasis very excitedly participating in this marriage of lordships. Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat gives a benediction that anyone who hears about the marriage of Nimai Pandit and Lakshmi Devi will be free from all material bondage. Generally, somebody gets married, so there is some probability that he may get attached to the household life. But here, somebody hears the marriage of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is free from all attachment, all bondage of the material world. So Vanmali Ghatak, who is a Brahmana, who is an instrumental marriage of the Lord so many times, such a big fortune this particular personality has got. here Krishna is massaging the feet of this particular Brahmana. And this particular Brahmana, little embarrassed in heart, and Krishna is asking a question, that how is your religious duties going on? Are you peaceful in mind? Prabhupada mentions in Krishna book is that generally we ask someone, so we ask about their occupation, depending on what occupation he is doing. For example, different categories of Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Shudra. So depending on where a person belongs, one should ask accordingly, how are you? Like Brahmana is asked, how is your religious duty going on? Because if Brahmana is doing his religious duty nicely, he will be satisfied. Even in poverty condition, he will be very happy, satisfied. We find so many cases where Brahmanas were not having so much Lakshmi. For example, we find Sudama Brahmana, not much money at his house. He was so poor, his body was lean and thin. It is described in Krishna book is that hardly many times he would have his clothes are torn, or he would not get sometime food also to eat, and he is Krishna's friend. But sometime Krishna keeps Brahmana in such a situation so that Brahmanas or devotees of the Lord can depend only on Krishna only. Sudama, he was staying, and his wife, she was also in same condition naturally, but she was also satisfied. Sudama as well as his wife, both were completely satisfied, although they were in poverty condition. Never wife said that now you give up the Brahminical religious duties and work somewhere. Never was like that. Both were satisfied. But the Brahmani was concerned of her husband because she was a devotee. And she, since his husband, who was a devotee, was not in proper external condition, she repeatedly told him, why don't you go to Krishna? Why don't you go to Krishna? Why don't you go to Krishna? Sudama was not interested to go. He says, why should go to the Supreme Lord for material benefits? So he was not interested to go to Krishna. But then he thought, let me take this an opportunity to see my friend who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sudama, Brahman, didn't went for material benefits to the Lord. He actually went to have darshan of Krishna. He actually wanted to see his wonderful friend Krishna in the land of Dwarka. And Krishna, he could have embraced Sudama by giving him charity directly and showing his upper hand, but Krishna didn't do that. Krishna gave wealth to him in such a way that he is not directly involved. And Sudama, whether he was poverty stricken or whether he was in very, very rich condition, he was the same person. He would always remember Krishna and worship him. He would always remember the Supreme Lord and worship him. So many times Krishna gives Brahmanas in poverty stricken conditions. We find himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, born in the family of Jagannath Mishra. And it is a description in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Jagannath Mishra was in poor condition. Lakshmi Devi, she is marrying herself and his father is in poverty condition. Like, people worship Lakshmi Devi. Generally, like any marriage in the house, they would like to give a card to Lakshmi Devi. They at least be present in our marriage occasion, so that it can be done in a very opulent way. We want to have this marriage in a very opulent way. And very contrast, Lakshmi Devi, her marriage is there, her father is there, and he is a Brahmana, and he is in poverty stricken condition. And Lakshmi Devi's marriage and a poverty stricken condition, his father doesn't have money to give in dowry also. That is Lakshmi Devi's marriage, very surprising thing. So Krishna may act in such a way for the benefit of his devotees. So I was mentioning that Krishna is asking this Brahmana that how is your religious duties, you are doing it. So that is the way we ask Brahmana, how are you? Or if we ask Kshatriya, so we ask, how is your kingdom going on? How is your administration going on? Everything is fine in your kingdom. Because his happiness and distress depends on how his kingdom is going on. So that is where we ask Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, all of you know, we ask them that how is your business going on? Suppose somebody in stock market, we ask them how is your stocks going on and or so forth. So when we meet a Vaishya, we ask how is your business going on, your shop going on, your trade activities going on. And if his trade activities and going on nicely and money is pouring in, he is very happy. So we ask Vaishyas accordingly. So according to the occupation earlier, we would be asking people. But these days we become so self-centered. So we just ask everyone say, how are you? Rather than asking how are their occupational conditions. So Krishna very lovingly asked this Brahmana that how is your religious duties going on? Because if religious duties are going in nicely, a person is peaceful in mind. And Brahmanas, since they are engaged in devotional services, in any condition of life, they are very peaceful. They are not agitated. They are not agitated. There is no necessity for them to change the occupation. Actually, Krishna can give unlimited wealth to Brahmanas also. That is Krishna's sweet will. But even if Krishna doesn't give, we find that such Brahmanas are very satisfied, happy. Because Krishna is the source of all satisfaction. And when somebody worships Supreme Personal God at Krishna, then what happens is that he is very satisfied in his heart. Very satisfied in his heart. And Krishna personally worships Brahmana, glorifies Brahmanas to the, when I refer to Brahmanas, I refer to the devotees of the Lord, to show the world that actually how my devotees are dear to me. So when somebody engages in the service of the devotees, Krishna is very, very happy. Krishna is very happy and he immediately gives his mercy to that particular devotee. And here, this particular Brahmana is getting a choicest mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Choicest mercy. That is actually uniting Lord and his energy together. Today is also the day where Shaligram Tulsi Viva, it happens to be so many places where this Brahmana is involved. So, for marriage of union of here, today is also the day where Tulsi Devi is married to Krishna, Shaligram. So, very auspicious day. Today is the day where, also day where Ras Lila is conducted, where Krishna dances with his devotees. They come together and satisfy each other. So, we can learn from this Brahmana, Krishna is teaching us that how to be self-satisfied in life, keeping Krishna in center. Hare Krishna. I would like to end. It's time up. Thank you very much. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. No.